The Orchestra That Lost Its Voice. In the heart of a large city, in a round building, in a room with chandeliers and 1,000 folding red seats, a famous orchestra plays every night. Sometimes it plays music by Strauss. And sometimes it's by Glenn Miller. But most often, it was by Beethoven. The musicians of the Royal Symphonic have been playing in the concert hall since they were young, and most of them are old now, with thinning hair and knobbly fingers. But every evening they play, and every night they pack away their instruments in the big cupboard under the stage. It's dark and quiet, though sometimes the great double bass snores and the flute talks in her sleep. But it was very different on the night of the storm. Shortly after midnight, the orchestra was woken by tinkling, rattling, and banging.
"There's another orchestra out there," cried the snare drum. "I can hear banging."
The triangle chimed in.
"And I can hear another triangle."
"Other instruments are doing our job,"
screamed the first violin.
"We'll soon see about that," said the kettle drum.
He rolled his great weight against the doors of the cupboard, and they burst open with a splintering of wood. The tambourine rolled over to the wall switches, and the concert hall was flooded with light. But there was no other orchestra. There was not an instrument in sight. The concert hall was playing a music of its own. The windows were rattling in their frames while raindrops plinked on the glass. The chandeliers trembled and the great doors at the back of the hall banged with every gust of wind. A draught as sharp and icy as a note on a piccolo whipped along the corridor and under the seats. The radiators were off, so it was very cold. And worst of all, a skylight had been left open and rain was driving through onto the unhappy instruments below. Shivering with horror and cold, they turned back to cower in their cupboard. But they couldn't close the doors again. And all night long, cold drafts fretted round them. Next day, the audience began to arrive as usual. The conductor whispered to his musicians,
"Is it Glenn Miller or Tchaikovsky tonight?"
The instruments huddled miserably in the arms of their players, feeling very poorly indeed. The conductor tapped the rostrum with his baton and announced, "Beethoven." The musicians raised their bows, elbows, drumsticks and reeds. The baton dropped, but nothing happened. The first violin croaked a hoarse note and was silent. The gong shivered. The clarinet sighed. Then they too wheezed and lost their voices completely. However hard the brass players blew, the string players bowed, or the drummers banged, the orchestra only groaned and rattled unhappily to itself. Soon the audience got cross and began to leave. The manager apologized and promised to give them their money back. The musicians cuddled their instruments and wept into them. Big, salt tears that made matters rather worse.
"I thought man felt cold this evening," sobbed the French horn player, polishing the chilly brass.
"I saw water spots on the snare drums," sniffed the drummer, "but I took no notice. It must have been the storm last night. They're all chilled to the cord."
"They may never play again," cried the conductor.
"Oh, my poor orchestra!"
That night, the instruments were left lying on the stage.
What will become of us?
Squeaked the piccolo.
Will we be replaced?
Croaked the cello.
Will others take our place under the stage?
Snuffled the tuba. The next day was bright and sunny. A bus arrived at the concert hall at 12 o'clock, and all the sickly instruments, wrapped in blankets and rugs, were gently carried out of doors by the musicians. Many had not been out of the concert hall for years. The sun dazzled on the silver section. The bassoon blinked its chrome keys. Outside the bus window, a symphony of colors flashed by.
Are we going to be sold?
Groaned the cello.
Or scrapped?
Wheezed the concert concertina tearfully.
Or banned?
Screamed the violins.
Buried?
Guessed the bassoon.
Here will do, said the conductor who was driving the bus. Here will do nicely.
He had stopped in the middle of the city park between an ice cream van and a pile of deck chairs. Everyone got out. The sun dappled through the trees. Birds sunbathed sleepily on the railings. People slept with handkerchiefs over their faces. Everywhere was warm and sweet-smelling. The musicians all sat down in deck chairs and let the sunlight dry out the drums, violins and the xylophone, the cello, clarinets and horn, the cymbals, tambourine and rusty triangle. The instruments steamed in the hot sun. Then the conductor tapped his baton and whispered, "Ladies, gentlemen, Beethoven." The musicians raised their bows, elbows, drumsticks and reeds. A lazy flock of pigeons flew out of the trees, and a happy crowd gathered to listen to the first free concert ever given by the Royal Symphonic Orchestra in the city park.